Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, 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 everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. Job of Israel, a Come and See Ministry Bible study class here coming out of St. Paul, Minnesota. And tonight, we want to thank and welcome all of you to the Sound of Living Waters, man. And we call this precept tonight, the night before Christmas. The night before Christmas. Why the night before Christmas? Because it's actually the night before Christmas. So, of course, we could do no wrong but name it the night before Christmas. It's also the end of the midst of the Saturnalia and the Bromelia. We would call it the Bromelia. That's all your winter solstice festivals all rolled up in one. That's all of them. So you're just having a big wilding out right about now at this time of the season, of the year, amongst the captives and the free. And this is why, you know, you got your office parties and such and whatever, you know. It's a lot going on in the world right now. And you want to thank God that He called you out of it. So once again, want to welcome everyone to Come and See Ministries. And this is the Sound of Living Waters. Look, we're going to open up with the Lord's Prayer. So if we can stand and face Jerusalem, we're going to get prayed in. And brothers, if we can ask you to uncover your heads. And sisters, if we can ask you to cover your head as we stand there and approach the Father. In Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but the light and blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them also a mind to perceive and ask again and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray your mercies and endure forever. Amen. Amen. So we're going to start this in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. Exodus 20 and 1. And here he identified that he's not going to have any other being, any other worship of any other deity other than himself among the children of Israel. If you're a stranger, if you're a part of some other part of the world, then these things you would probably participate in. But if you're among the children of Israel, you will not take part in pagan worship because we are amongst the children of Israel and we don't worship these gods that people are investing into right now. And they're making a big to-do because of this COVID thing, you know, and they're making people feel like they really lost out on family values and all these those sort of things and that you're really missing out. You're not. The thing is that you've just been limited to the amount of paganism you can be exposed in one day, I suppose. Well, anyway, let's get into this. Let's start this in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. Exodus 20 and 1. So I'm here with my man, that's Jaleel and Ashalom. Shalom. You got me? Exodus 20 and 1. When you receive it, read.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, and a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Okay, hold that thought. Now get this. He said, don't make any graven images or anything, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth. Do Santa Claus fly in heaven, I guess, right? Okay. He said, don't make that. And then don't bow yourself down to these things. What do you mean? Well, if you have to get your gifts, well, you have to literally bow down up under a tree to get it.
Literally.
Literally. So he's telling us not to do that, right? Okay. Then he said, "Why I'm a jealous guy." So when you go up under that tree, you're saying to this tree that you stop playing, man. that this tree is supplying all your needs. You're saying this tree is what supplies, will give you the breath of life and your gifts and everything that you need in this world, your spiritual and your physical gifts. You're saying that this tree supplies it. And so you decorate this tree in all these glorious colors and things, and then you put these gifts up under it as a significant signification that's what it do. And that's so untrue. What we just did is create a God. Literally create a God. That's what we just did. Let's go to Deuteronomy 5 and 7. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 7. Will you get it? Read.
Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve me, for I am the Lord thy God. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon.
Now you gotta take that in. He's gonna visit the iniquity, so you're not gonna get a pass on it. I don't care what reason you find to do it. You're trying to feed the homeless, or you know, your children, and, you know, and they haven't had a Christmas ever forever, and all this, you just want to make sure they have what you didn't have. All that, whatever reason you find to do this, he said, you're going to get jammed for it. You're going to get caught in. So, no. This is that thing. He said, thou shalt have none other God. And you don't hear nothing about Santa Claus in the Bible. You don't hear nothing about Christmas in the Bible. You know, so why are we celebrating these things? If it's not conclusive or not conducive to the God of Israel, we're not supposed to be participating in. That's all to it. If he didn't say, thus saith the Lord, and give the green light, you can't do it. Go to Jeremiah chapter 10 and 1. Jeremiah 10 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Jeremiah
10.
Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good.
Stop. So the first thing he said, hear ye the word. Now this is from God, and we're in the book of what?
Jeremiah.
So Jeremiah is before Jesus. This is the Old Testament. So Jesus isn't born yet, right? Okay. So if he's not born yet, then we can't say that we're celebrating Christmas for his birthday. Because clearly, we was already celebrating what we call today Christmas. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen. Learn not this way, right? Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathens are dismayed at them. Why? Because just the other day, it was the longest night of the year, and they was afraid that the sun was not going to rise again. They thought that the sun would not rise again. They call it the winter solstice, and it's the longest night of the year. And so when the sun rejuvenates, then it comes to the resurrection. It points toward the resurrection of God. This is that diastole. This is that Nimrod thing, has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, death and resurrection, because his death and resurrection took place in the summer during the week of unleavened, not in the dead of winter. People seem to get these two festivals mixed up, and they think they can conclude the two, and they can't. We can't. There's clearly a distinction between what God wants us to do and what the world is doing. But the world is calling what they got holy. And what we're doing is just showing that what God called was holy. And we also point out what God called was unholy. So he said, learn not the ways of the heathen. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For one cut of a tree out the forest. So right now, they cut down a lot of trees, haven't they? It's a lot of trees got cut down, you know, and they decorating them, right? They decorating them with what?
What the old people did when they want to post the decorations and all that, like trying to make it look good, jewels.
Yeah, and stuff. Diamonds and jewels and the whole thing. Like here it says silver and gold. But we're going to really point out what man was, what the spirit had man doing, but man didn't know it. This is the thing. Get this. So this tree, man decked with silver and gold, right? Read that again. Read verse 3.
For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with the nails. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doeth it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanity. You stop.
He just said, now, there's none that, he said, now, the whole world is right now standing celebrating Jesus' birthday, God of Israel's birthday. And he said, verse 7, he said, would you not fear, O King of nations, but to thee do it to appertain? But as among all the wise men of the nations and all their kingdoms, there's none like on a day. But you're looking at in their kingdoms, they got this tree in the middle of their vestibules, no matter where you're at, their shopping malls, their courts, school, libraries. Any order of circuits, traffic. Any order of traffic. That's where you'll find this tree. And so this is that thing. And he said, this is altogether brutish, and the stock is a doctrine of vanity. So they teaching this. It's a doctrine. So not only would you find this in, among your secular world, you could find a Christmas tree in your churches. You could find some even in some synagogues. You'll find some in some of these so-called Hebrew Israelite camps. You know, you got a lot of reasons why people do what they do, and they'll find any reason to do it. So I've learned not to really get involved with what people do. My thing is just point out what it is that God said for us to do and not to do. Whatever you do with it, that's between you and God. I am not a pastor. I am a watchman. It's a difference. Now they what they're doing is they're trying to appertain this to God. They're trying to equate this to, this is what we're doing for God, right? But he said, this is foolish. It's foolish. Go to Isaiah chapter 40 and 18. So they go take this tree, deck it with silver and gold, right? Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 18.
To whom then will ye liken God? But what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he should have no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot.
Stop. He that is so impoverished chooseth a tree that will not rot. Right? So if you choose a tree that won't rot, he just bought a what?
Christmas tree.
Artificial tree. An artificial tree won't rot. But because he can't afford to buy a tree every year, he buy an artificial tree. That's the difference. So buying a tree, the Lord God of Israel said that was an oblation
to their God. You see? This is that thing. He called this an oblation, a sacrifice. So when people put Christmas trees and things like that up, it's actually a sacrifice. Well, I guess so. You just killed the tree. And you're going to be throwing it away in about 2 or 3 days. But he that is so impoverished, somebody that's poor, that can't buy a tree, every year they buy a tree that they can put up every year, an artificial tree. That's what he just brought in. He said, yeah, you can't get away with that either. It's still the same thing. It's still for the same services. It's still for the same oblation. What oblation is he making? Read that verse again. What oblation is he making? And to who? That's the next question. Read on.
What was that?
You was at verse
21 or 20.
20.
He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth?
Stop. So God been warning us of this tree the whole while. What do you mean from the foundation of the earth? From the beginning. What do you mean? He said, have you not heard? Have you not known? Where you been at? You say you believe in God. You say you believe in me. And you haven't even read the first 3 chapters of Genesis. Because that's exactly what he's talking about. Have you not heard? Have you not seen? What? Go to Genesis chapter 2 and 15. Genesis 2 and 15. When you receive a read. And yeah, tonight Absalom is reading. Amen. And his brother all uptight. What's up, man? What is it? Why he ain't read? I'm like, what? Man, don't be getting them on me. 15.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Stop. That's the tree he's talking about in the midst of the garden from the foundation of the world. Have you not heard? This is why he said they put silver and gold on. Have you not seen? Have you not heard? You know, why we having this conversation? If you believe in God, if you read the first 3 chapters, you should know exactly what he's talking about. Chapter 3 and verse 1. This is that tree that they're talking about. This is why we have this Christmas tree and the house thing right now. 3 and 1.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast.
So you know what people throw on the Christmas tree now? This little silver screen and they wrap it around the tree. Or it may be gold and they wrap it around a tree. Or they may be silver and gold, may have 2 of them and they wrap it around. But it's a serpent. They don't even know what they imitate. It's a serpent. Right? Okay. Read on.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it.
So you got to go out your way to eat of this tree. You got to go out your way to stand against God, no matter what it is.
Whenever you make up your mind to sin, you got to go out of your way to do it. So it's no excuse. Exactly. Read on.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God knoweth that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and then did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife.
That's good. So we see here that now they ate of the tree, but now let's read that verse. He said, a tree to be desired. Okay? So that's the first thing. To make one wise, ooh, you got something. I want to hear what you're talking about, right? But that's all in the game, you know, when you're trying to holler at a female. That's exactly how you're trying to approach it. Like this, you know. I mean, quiet as it's kept, this is exactly what a mad game consists of. All the way to the letter. And it works every time. I don't care what family that you out of, this work on every female on the globe. You know, it's just a matter of what y'all digs are, what y'all turn ons is, but this work on all of on every last one of them. So what did he do? So he said, and the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the food thereof and did eat, and gave all to her husband with her, and he did eat. So this is why you have candy on the trees. This is why you had used to have apples and, you know, real fruit on the trees, you know, berries and grapes and stuff. And, you know, used to have real literal fruit. So they stopped putting the fruit on there, and they used to have literal candles on there too, which was found out they were flammable. But they had a way of putting a candle on a tree to keep it from burning up the tree. Go figure. You're going to take this big giant chance by devising a way of not burning up everything that you own. For one moment of what? Why? That's the question. So he said this, and so now the eyes of them both, we get into that part of it. All we've dealt with is that this tree, the serpent is there, and also it was pleasant to the eyes, and we got this information thing about it. Right, okay, so let's go to Hosea chapter 10 and 13. So let's see what fruit they ate. Then it started making more sense when you go to different parties, you go to these Christmas parties, you see there's lots and lots of fruit. Or even some as killer as a fruit cake. Right? You eat fruit cakes? Why?
Christmas and it was disgusting.
What about you?
Yeah. Hold on. What type of fruit cake you
eat? Exactly. What type of fruit cake? Okay, I'll talk about that fruit cake that they usually be having around this time of the year.
No.
My mom used to work for the PO, man, and she used to bring them things home because, you know, they used to make up for their carriers and whatnot, man, and you know, my mom used to do a route and be, like, done by, like, 10 and be at the crib, knocked out until it's time to punch out, whatever. Anyway, so she used to bring me some fruitcakes home, man. One bite and I was done forever. I never eat that. I was like, that was it. That was like, you can sneak a fruitcake on me, but I would know a mile away, blindfolded, you couldn't pull it off. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm getting at. But my point being is that they're going this far to still have fruit in the sacrifice. You know, because they can't hang it on the tree now. So now they sacrifice it outside the tree.
And cookies.
Yeah, and cookies. Here you go. We talked about the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about the decorations that they use. And part of the decorations was pointing toward the Garden of Eden, of what the tree looked like in the garden. And so this is why people put jewels and stuff and actually put lights on a tree, because that's what Satan looked like. In fact, read Ezekiel 28 and 11. Because remember that we were reading about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, have you not known from the beginning of time, right? Okay.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold of the workmanship, the workmanship of thy tabret and of thy pipes were prepared in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covered.
Stop. He wasn't talking to the literal king of Tyre, the physical. He was talking about the spiritual being that ruled the world, right? So he said, you was in the garden. So this is what he was talking about. This is what Eve saw, right? She said that he was pleasant to the eyes to make one wise, right? Okay, right here. This is the same conversation. He said, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom to make one wise, right? Perfect in beauty, pleasant to the eye. So she was looking at him. See that? And so then he said, and thou hast been in the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold. This is why you got all these different lights on the Christmas tree. They be flickering, blinking on and off, because those lights represent all of these jewels that's on the devil.
I just posted this stuff on my Snap so people can see. I ain't gotta keep talking to people about Christmas.
You're never gonna stop talking to people about Christmas.
I know, it's fine.
Yeah. You haven't gotten to the real battle that you got drug out yet. Yeah. That's coming. Yeah. So the station's done. Yeah. Check them out. Look at
them. Want me to close out?
Hey, man, what up? I didn't put nothing on them. I didn't see them because I didn't know it. The babies be wanting all that stuff. I'm like, I hit stuff like. Anyway, let me get back to this. So now, this is why you have lights all over Christmas trees and all over your house, because they represent an angel, right? Having lights all over them, you know, because when the light, in fact, let's read that, because he just showed you all these jewels in there was there, right? So go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel 1,
And
As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures.
See, ain't that what happened on the Christmas tree? The lights go what? Up and down. Yep. Read on.
And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel, and they had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. And as for their wings, they were so high, and they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up.
Stop. So, you got all this going on. This is why you have all these lights all over the Christmas tree, because that's all going on. You see all this fire and all these light shows, and the greater the light show, the better on a Christmas tree. And then what you do is you wrap it up with silver. You take this I don't know what they call that thing, but they wrap it up as, you know, look like a party thing, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? The thing that they wrap the tree up with, what they call that thing? You don't know? Well, anyway, it's silver and gold. But what it really represents is the serpent around the tree. That's really what it is. You see? Then you got the lights and all that there. You got everything going on. Now you done brought this thing in your house. That's why he said, have you not known, have you not heard from the beginning? Wasn't we listening? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 16.
16 and 15.
16. I will read 15.
The full?
Huh?
The full verse?
Yeah.
At the end of every 7 years.
No. Deuteronomy 32.
Give ear, O ye heavens.
Deuteronomy 32 and verse 16. Well, read 15.
But Jeshurun watched back.
I just thought I'd read that since he was standing here. Anyway, go ahead.
But Jeshurun waxed fat, and kick thou art, and waxing fat, thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fat.
We ain't talking about you because you lost all that fat, man. You got your swole on now. Anyway, go ahead, read up.
With fatness, then you forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations they approached. They provoked him, they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to gods, to gods when they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not.
So they what? No, stop, man. So they did what? They provoked him to anger by sacrificing on the what? Devil. You see that? So this ain't a light thing that people is doing right now. This is a whole nother level of sin. People is really literally balls out worshiping the devil and performing orgies at this time that we know called a bromelia. It's called a bromelia. That's B are you, Milia? You got to look that up. And that's all of them. That's the whole festival ran down. Thank you, Sister Abigail, for that wonderful heads up on that information. I'm going to add to that, because I was looking for the Bacchus Festival, you know, which is at the beginning, after the Janus Festival. You know, it's like it's all run together. It's real, it's balls out orgy. Anyway, it starts at the beginning of the Saturnalia, which is the 5th, 17th of December. So that's when it really kicks off. Anyway, so this is this thing. So it's not like, you know, we got turned on the devils. We was already worshiping devils. That's why we got in trouble. You see, now we taught the wicked ones our way. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 20. First Corinthians 10 and 20.
But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I will not that you should have fellowship with devils.
Now look, everything that's white right now, everything that's Caucasian right now is singing onto the devil. And they swaying up and down, man. They singing onto the God of Israel with they surname it at Christmas. But they are sacrificing on the devil's right. And that's just it. If nobody told them, if you need to tell them, if you know someone that's right now is in one of those choirs and giving up these sort of praises, then you need to tell them you're worshiping the devil. Really, in a hurry, right? Read that 20 again.
But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. Now, not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?
Nope. So you can't drink of the Lord's table and the table of devils at the same time. You see? So we can't do that. You can't say we're celebrating Christmas, man, and then at the same time we have them balls out orgies. You can't do that, because you can never do that on the Passover. There's no way the priest would be doing that on the Passover. Talking about, yeah, we're celebrating the Passover. You know, everybody taking carbon copies of their butt and all this old type of stuff. You know, kidding me? No. None of that. We would, no. That is not celebrating God. But if you want to celebrate Satan, then yes, that is celebrating Satan. Because Satan catered to the things that belong to God, those things that belong to the flesh. Let's go into Deuteronomy 12 and 2. Because we got to be careful, man. People, you know, that we don't realize that right now, the God of Israel is really having a problem with all of us that's calling upon his name and involved with this madness. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and 2. One verse. Deuteronomy 12 and 2. We receive the read.
Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess their gods upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree.
So we're supposed to destroy that nonsense. We're not supposed to be participating or parlaying, right? He said you're supposed to destroy that stuff from under heaven, that it don't exist anymore. How is it that we're going to put it up in the house or put it up in the church and say we're doing God's will? Read on.
He shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations he shall possess serve their gods upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. Ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. Ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and fill the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes, put his name there. Even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come, and thither ye shall
That's bring. Good, that's good. He said, you shall overthrow their altar, you shall break down their pillars, burn their groves with fire. Wait a minute, what do you mean groves? Where did that come from? You know, a lot of us don't pay attention to that right around this time of the year. You start seeing Christmas lights and trees all over the place. You're driving down the street, and all of a sudden, you're in the midst of growth. Just like that. Just out of nowhere, you find yourself in the midst of growth. And you're like, whoa, where did this come from? But, you know, I'm going to tell you, those that have eyes to see and, you know, and ears to hear, they know where they are. But, you know, some of us that don't know God, who have never met God, anything like that, then we don't know what we're doing. We're just doing stuff. We basically just going through the motions. You see? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in 2 Kings 17. Because he started talking about up under every green tree, right? So 17:7. 2 Kings 17:7. When you receive it, read.
For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods.
They what?
Feared other gods.
You ain't even supposed to fear nobody else's God. You know, people be talking about, well, you know, people do their practice voodoo and all that stuff. That sounds like you got fear in your voice, man. You know what I mean? That sounds like you got fear there. I don't, you know. No. And he said, and he said that they sinned against God because they feared their God. Right? Read on.
Walked in the truth of the heathen.
And walked in what? Statutes.
Statutes.
That's what he said. Learn not their ways, right? But they end up walking in the statue of the heathen. Read on.
Whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places all in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced cities.
Stop. Read on.
They set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree.
Now you see why you got green trees in your house. See that? They think they're worshiping God. And so we think when we're going down the street and we see these groves and lights and trees and stuff, we think we're in the presence of a real serene moment. And we're not. We're in a moment of sorcery and witchcraft. There is a spirit in Christmas, and that's true. It's a real spirit. It's called the spirit of Christmas. That's not a lie. That's the truth. Yeah. So don't take that lightly. Read on. Verse 11.
And they burnt their incense in all the high places that did the heathen whom the Lord carried away.
See that? And he said, and we started participating in, with the heathen. Like now. Read on.
Carried away before them and brought wicked things to idols whereof the Lord has said unto them, ye shall not do this thing.
Stop. See? And this is the thing. We try to read this exact same conversation. We're saying, you should not do this thing. And yet, you see these green trees by what? Altar. By the altar of God. You see? And this is the scandalous part about it is that we don't have a problem with a Christmas tree in the church. You see, we don't have a problem with a Christmas tree in the church because we think the church is sanctified from sin. We think the church is incapable of being sanctified from being in the presence of sin. That's a lie. He told just the whole congregation of Israel sin and ignorance, you know, then we should, what? Save ourselves, right? Read on. Go to Deuteronomy's chapter. In fact, do this. Deuteronomy's chapter 7:26. 25.
The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire their silver or gold that is on them.
See, we ain't even supposed to desire that stuff. We ain't supposed to be even wanting it. Read on.
Thus, the graven images of their God shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing.
So wait a minute. So he said that that thing is what?
Cursed
thing. It's a curse. You don't bring a curse in the house. Why? Why is it a cursed thing?
Against God.
Go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3:13.
And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle.
That's why. He said, it is a cursed thing. There it is. It's cursed above everything. And he said that curse has got a sticky glue to it. You can end up cursed like it. Read on. Read on.
And above every beast of the field, thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Stop. Okay, now let's go back to that Deuteronomy. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 26. And that's why he called it a cursed thing. And he said it's an abomination. All right? He said it is an abomination. Go to, pick it back up at 26. Deuteronomy 7:26.
Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it. And thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing.
Excuse me. So he said this, so it's an abomination, and it is a utterly cursed thing. You. Let's go into put myself together here. Deuteronomy 27:15. Watch this. Thank you, sir.
Deuteronomy, right?
27:15. Let me know. That's so much better. Cotton mouth. Okay. Deuteronomy 27:15.
Cursed be the man that maketh an engraven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hand of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen.
What? You see that? So it don't matter that, you know, we don't know it. It don't matter whether or not, you probably was all at that Christmas party doing your business. You know what I'm saying? That's between you and God. And he just made it his business. That's between me and them. You see? This is that thing. Cursed be the man that maketh any molten image, it is an abomination, the work hands of the craftsman, put it in a secret place, and all the people answer and say, Amen. That's it. Oh, God. Okay, so let's look at this a little further. Amen.
Not they reading. You should have them read a little bit.
Who, David?
Yeah, ain't even read in a minute. It's your turn. Your turn to your Bible.
Well, when David get a chance, I tell you what.
Man, he should start today. He been skipping. He ain't been doing. He never did it once. He said he was gonna do it like the last time, but ain't do it one time. And it's a good lesson.
Why not Zaria? Alright, Deuteronomy chapter 29:17. Read that one verse.
You saw among them there this tabled images and idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold.
Like, where you at?
Deuteronomy
29:17.
Okay, read that again.
I did.
Okay, read it again.
That's not the right
verse. No, that's the right verse, 17.
That's not the right Bible.
That's what it was. Okay, so you're not in the King James Version.
Yeah, I just downloaded it.
Cool. All right, cool. All right, well then, that was a good try.
And ye have seen their abomination and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them.
See, read on.
Least there should be among you men, lest there should be among you men or women or family or tribe whose heart triumph away this day from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations. Least there should be among you a root that breeth bread.
Gall and wormwood. Read on. Keep reading. Verse 19. You was good. Verse 19.
And it comes to pass when.
Read a little out. Read up.
And it comes to pass when he heareth the word of this curse, and he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace.
Zah. Do yourself a favor. Sit up straight. Okay. Now when you sit up, it comes out. Okay, now read it again. A little louder.
And it comes to pass.
A little louder.
And it comes to pass when you
a little louder.
And it comes to pass when he hears the words of this curse, and he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart, to add darkness, drunkenness to thirst. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against the man and all the curse that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven.
And that's where we want to put a Christmas tree up in our house? What? Did we hear that? Read that again. No.
That's the 20.
19.
And it came to pass when he beareth the words of this curse that he blessed him, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. The Lord will not.
Ain't that what they're doing tonight, is getting drunk too? Read on.
The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man and all the curses that are written in this book.
See that, man? All the curses that's up in this book. You catch that for messing around with a tree? You catch that for messing around with Christmas? You'll mess around with all the curses in this book. In the name of the Lord, thinking you doing it. Read on.
And all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven.
Woo! What? Ron, read that 21. Because you got some of us that like to use that word set apart. Read on.
And the Lord shall separate him unto
sanctify. Separate. Set apart. There go your set apart. Read on.
And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes.
Unto what? Evil. Read on.
Out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law.
See that?
So that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from the far land, shall say, when they see the plagues of that land, the sicknesses which the Lord has laid upon it, and the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboam, and the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath.
Stop. So, this is that thing, man. We got to be careful. But the Lord said he'll throw you over. You know, we messing around with this Christmas thing, man. He's looking at this like Sodom and Gomorrah. Because that's exactly what's going on. A lot of Sodom trees. You know, it's a lot of that happening, you know, in the world, you know, during this time of the year. So you're dealing with that. And he said he's going to destroy this thing up from up under the heavens, man. This thing is going to be removed from out of the presence of God. In fact, go back to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10. So what is he going to remove out of the earth? 3.
For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the worksman with the axe.
Stop. So he's going to remove this custom that people going to gather trees. Instead of you doing it, he said, I'm going to take this out of the earth. Guess what else he's going to do? Verse 4.
They deck it with silver and gold.
He gonna stop that too.
They fasten it with the nail, with nails and hammers that it move not.
There it is. So you ain't gonna be able to do that no more. No more Christmas. No more Christmas trees. None of that stuff. Skip down to verse 14.
Every man is Brutus in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish.
See that? He said, every man is Brutus in his knowledge, and every founder is confounded by that graven image, because if you are worshiping this time of the year, you're confounded by that image or those things, then your wisdom isn't from God. Your wisdom is of that. So you are confounded by an image. You testifying to something that can't speak for itself. You testifying of a Christmas thing or whatever that can't even speak for itself. See that? And he said, they are vanity, and in the works of error, and in that time of their visitation, they shall what?
Perish.
They're going to disappear from up under the heavens. It won't be any more of those things. Won't be any more Christmas or Easter, none of that stuff. It won't be any more of this nonsense that we are right now celebrating. You see, this is that thing. So, let's go here in the Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 51. Okay. 51. Yeah.
Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will rise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind.
So he's going to destroy them because they're the ones perpetuating this. Remember now, he said that the Gentiles are sacrificing on the devil. Skip down to verse 6.
Flee out of the midst of Babylon.
So you got an option right now. You can flee out of. You know, yeah, you don't have to die with the sins of this world. You really don't. No man do. So the option right now is that you can flee. You can actually save yourself. Read on.
Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense.
A recompense of her sins. So this is that thing. Amen. So, and it's a trial. You know, whether you believe in God, whether you trust him with all your heart. You know, read that next verse.
Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand.
See that? To try you, to see if you would give this world up. You know, you think you're serving God. Will you? Are you? You know, he'll try you. See if you really are. So he said Babylon been a golden cup in his hand, you know, to try them to see if they really believe in God. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Any questions? You good? All right. Well, how y'all feel about Christmas?
I mean,
it
always been like just a regular day. Dude, we acting like it's so bad.
You feel bad because people around you are getting kissed, and you know, I'm like, I really don't care.
I never did it, so it don't matter.
My parents just make sure I got stuff out of me.
I'm easy.
Hey, my birthday right here.
All right.
Yeah, we always doing something for David B. Day, so I was getting intrigued too. I wanted to trip him. Yeah.
But you know what? And that's a thing. If you never participated, and that's the same thing with Ernest Jess. They never participated. And then me, I grew up a Jehovah Witness. I never participated, so I never missed nothing. But you got some people, man, Christmas is everything.
Literally. People be on the bro. They be like, oh, we can't let it be not doing Christmas. But there you go.
I just pray my kids can understand. All
right. I know my dad.
That's how I'm being careful.
Yeah, make them understand.
What do you mean you pray your children to understand? How old are you?
I'm 17.
And you already thinking about you worried
man,
about
I'm
your
just
children.
Saying, I'm just saying, like, you just saying, like, about Christmas, talking about Christmas right now. Like, in the future. Not in the near future. No, I have kids right now. I want easy 20s to go by easy. And then, not like, little bit of my 30s, late 30s, early 40s outside the kids.
But you want to make sure by that time that you'll be seasoned enough to teach them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a long time, but the prophets didn't get married until they was at the 30.
Yeah, I don't know what?
Yeah. For the most part.
I mean, I ain't tipping them.
But the youngest ones that got married usually died early. The earlier they had sex, the earlier they died. I can actually read it in the book. Don't ask me why it's that.
Fine, very good.
Go figure. Maybe it's some strength in that thing where he said, don't give your strength on the women.
Hey, women don't really say it. I get why. Entertain them for a second. Don't ring back. It's like, it's just happening.
Yeah. But hey, that's a whole nother conversation. Let's fold this up. So, the Sabbath day, we're going to be back tomorrow night. Man, tomorrow night. Yeah. Tomorrow night is actually Christmas, right?
NFL on the 7th. That's very
good. Oh, all right, Jamie, look. Here it is. Yeah. All
right.
But here.
Bro, I love you, bro.
Yeah, 7 o'clock every night.
Every night.
Every night.
When I said we're going to be on the next lesson, I was waiting for Saturday.
Oh, I thought you knew.
No.
But my bad.
This looks nice.
Yeah, you're going to like it. You got a really good sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, and all you need to do is just plug it up. Yep, so I gotta unpair. So yeah, let me unpair then I can give it to you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yep. So anyway, we just got through talking about the spirit of Christmas. the night before.
Hey.
Wait a minute, we're not done yet. Okay.
So good, okay. But go ahead.
Yeah, so we were just talking about the spirit of Christmas, the night before Christmas, and we were talking about everything from being in with the tree represent and being in the garden, you know, all the lights on it, you know, because Satan is created in that image with all those lights. And then the other thing is, well, we probably haven't stopped. That's a distraction. Stop. Well, you know, a lot of us haven't realized that when in like one of these, let's pick a color, topaz, right? Which is kind of like a green, you know. It's
topaz
like
a, is brown, it's like the dark part of that, but it's like a mineral, see-through, darker amber.
You know what? It'll look like a root beer, like a root beer.
Root beer, yeah.
Oh, can I get this? What if we had like a light that could shine through root beer? Then you will see root beer for its real color. We never seen a ruby in its zenith because the light of God never shined through it. You know what I mean? So you take the light of God and let him shine through one of those stones, that'll be the first time we've really seen what those stones look like. Because we don't have anything on this earth that can imitate that light.
Nothing. We can't even use the sun to imitate it. The sun can't even shine through a diamond like God. So if God shines through a diamond, you know he could turn it into a sun? He could actually turn a diamond into a sun just by shining through it. And the whole universe will see it. So we were just, you know, talking about things like that. It's some dumb things, you know, kicking balls. But every night at 7 o'clock.
Cool.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll
what's the learned learn Spanish?
Yeah, and tell your little brother to be on time, because he be like want to be like the last minute dude. And see, by that time, I'd be already ripping the page up, and then I look and he'd be sitting there like, hey, I'm here.
I didn't even know you started. I was like, hey, I had to take a shower.
You should smell this in the hall. It always smells super good.
What?
The steak.
Oh, really?
The steak?
I didn't spot it.
What's in over here?
Yeah, let me close it out.
I think
it's...
Can't get up in here too long.
I can feel some. Okay, so we're gonna close out.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Hey, you up here, Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm a star ball. Every year, I'm a star ball.